It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're on the phone with David Windmar from Purdue University, also with AgEconomist.com. And this week, David, on your blog, you talk about preparing for round four of the great margin squeeze. Well, margins were squeezed in 2016. How do we prepare for that in 2017?
Yeah, Joe, thanks for calling today. Great to chat with you. As we look to 2017, it looks like it's going to be another tight year for producers. As you mentioned, 16 was tough, and we even go back to several years of low commodity prices and stubbornly high input prices. So this week's post on the website offers 9.3 tips. The first tip that it's the most important step to planning for 2017 is sitting down, working with a budget, looking at your farm operations, its entities, and start to look at cash flow goals. What do you need to get out of the operation, and where are you at to start planning for 2017? Once you have that established, our second point, our second tip is to start adjusting things. Adjust your yields, adjust your commodity price assumptions and your cost of production, and start to look at what has to go well. What happens if you have a 10% increase in yields or a 10% decrease in yields? This really helps you focus in on what are the key aspects of your business that you need to focus on in 2017. Is it the cost? Is it the yield? Is it the marketing prices?
Let's look at tip number three, and we've been talking about this for years and years, and it's important in 2017 as it ever was, and that is seize your marketing opportunities to meet your profit and cash flow goals.
Right. So steps one and two were create the budget and set your goals and know what has to go well. Step three is be ready to seize opportunities that present themselves. The history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it's important to learn our lessons. In 2015 and 16, we had some summer rallies in the grain markets that allowed producers to market their grain at break-evens or really close, if not at a profit. And so producers who, once again, had their cost of production known, had established goals, were probably most likely to seize on those opportunities when they present themselves in the past. And that will be important to have in place for 2017.
Number four talks about identifying and revisiting the best use of your management time and resources.
Right, the to-do list is always full, and it's always more that you can possibly get done. And so it's important for producers to sit down and think about it for themselves and for the rest of their team. What is the best use of our time? For some operations, it's going to be out there scouting their fields and spending time with their crops and livestock. For other operations, it might be negotiating prices with their retailers and their input suppliers. It might be working with tenants and landlords to work out rent negotiations. But each farm has a different strength. Each farm has a different need. So it's really important to think about that. It's also important to note there's a lot of distractions out there. So there's a lot of apps and new gadgets and gizmos and tools that can help you, but they can also serve as a distraction. So make sure that activities you add to your to-do list match up with what is best use of your time and your skills and your family and your farm skills and uses.
Expand on number seven for us. You talk about evaluate your opportunities carefully.
Right. So while the outlook looks bleak, there will likely be opportunities that you and your operation will have the chance to consider. Maybe it's a new piece of farm to rent or own, or maybe it's a good deal on a piece of farm equipment down at the equipment dealership. And just like in the good times, saying yes to every opportunity at every price didn't make sense. It's also important to realize you can't say no to every opportunity in the downturn at any price. So there are going to be some opportunities there. It's important to think strategically and think ahead of time. So what piece of equipment might we need to replace? What are our criteria for selecting farm ground before those opportunities present themselves to really make sure it lines up with the long-term plans and goals of your operation?
We couldn't get to all the tips, but you can read about them at AgEconomist.com. And also to hear this program again, you can go to the podcast page at RuralRadio.com. Our thanks to David Widmar from AgEconomist.com for being our guest on Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish.